Everybody's heard the news by now. Today is going to be just a very quick, short episode about the death of Charlie Kirk. It's affecting a lot of people all around the country. So please stay tuned. Thanks for everybody for watching the ground level here at rumble.com. Day after Charlie Kirk has been shot and killed. It's affected a lot of people. I like to think, just from what we're seeing in the news and all that, that it's most people are horribly upset by this situation. I know I am. I was at work. And I got a text from my son showing me what had just happened. And it was within minutes. So much to unpack. And I don't really think I can do that today in this short little message here, whatever you want to call it. This really hit me pretty hard. A lot of things that I've been discussing over 10 years now. About this path that our country's been on, and not our country, but a huge portion of the population within it. Either rotten people, evil people, lost, confused. That's been growing for so long. And then you've had a political demographic just fueling that hatred while calling everybody else, you know, fascist and evil and full of hate. I've been talking about projection for so long because that's all they do. The very thing that they're doing, they're saying their enemy is doing. I'm just going to kind of jump over to this other scene here and just kind of go over a few things. You know, I wasn't a huge follower of Charlie Kirk. I mean, I've seen quite a bit of his content over the years, but it, you know, wasn't a routine thing. Saw his, probably just like you, he saw little shorts or reels on Instagram and Facebook where he's having these encounters on college campuses. And never once on any footage that I ever saw, and I would challenge anybody to ever find any, was he ever spewing hate. He spoke facts. And we cannot make any mistake here. This was purely a political assassination. Now, whether, you know, you can, until we figure out who it was and all this, there's so many theories already. Wouldn't surprise me if it was some hell-bent transgender, some young leftist that their mindset has been engineered full of this hatred for this man, or anybody that doesn't toe the line, that doesn't affirm their behaviors. We have a sick, diseased portion of our population running wild in our country. Not only the citizens of the country, but we have them now in our government in positions of power, judges, activist judges, the attorneys, you name it. It just drives me crazy seeing they're in our education system, they're in our Congress, they're in our Senate, they're all over the place. This engineered hatred. To the point where we have people getting killed. Charlie Kirk was taken out not because of hatred or his messages, or he was taken out because he was effective. He spoke truth. He spoke facts, and he stayed on point. And this part of our American society that has been engineered full of hatred and nonsense and frankly, insanity. They took him out. And I feel like they've probably awakened a lion finally. And I've been wondering for a long time when people were going to say, we've had enough of this shit. So it's strange, you know, not knowing Charlie Kirk personally. And I think a lot of people feel the same way. When I saw what happened, and as violently as it is, and I'm going to play that here in a second, I had to pause for a minute or two. And mind you, this is what I mean by these people are all around us. A colleague that was in a different room speaking to other people. Now I'm doing my job. Somebody that I've always had a pleasant interaction with, I don't know him well. But I heard him say, fucker, got it. Fucker got what's coming. Now, there's some evil people in the world. There's child rapists, murderers. The guy on that train, I believe in North Carolina, that just murdered that young gal. There's some evil fucking people in this world that definitely, in my opinion, deserve death, being removed from society. People that get off on just doing evil for whatever reason, whatever twisted shit that's in their mind. Charlie Kirk was not that. There's not even a fraction, nothing giving any kind of image that he was an evil man. But the evil people have taken him out. I've already seen, as many of you, CNN reporters have already been fired for saying he brought it on himself. I just saw a clip where CNN was trying to say that a rally person that was just celebrating potentially just let their gun shoot by accident and probably hit him. It was on CNN. A commentator saying, oh, well, we don't know the details yet. I mean, it could be somebody in the crowd shooting their gun in celebration. And I know I just repeated myself, but that's exactly what they said. It's always to twist and manipulate the public. Flat out lying to us. And when you constantly tell a certain youthful demographic that man over there is a Hitler, he's fascist, he's evil, this is the result that you get. It's sickening. You just got to take a look at that. This is horrific. Man's out there talking. And this is the one that I saw. This is the very first thing I saw. And it just kind of, I had to kind of brace myself up against the wall just out of shock because this is where we're at. And this is exactly what I was talking about was going to be going on. This is the result of evil rhetoric and failed policies. I was actually going to be prepping for a show to do on the gal that was murdered on that train. And that's actually going to be our next episode. But we're in a very dark time in this country. And already all over the internet, we're seeing these horrific people, these Democrats, these sociopathic, narcissistic, Democrat pieces of shit that are online celebrating his death, laughing. You can watch that video of that bullet exploding through his neck. And how fucking in love with yourself are you to then go online? You're never going to reason with these people And the only, you're never going to sit down with them and try to understand where they're coming from, because you can't. They're just rotten. They're dark inside, and they get off on doing this. It's amazing. The layers of insanity that are stacked upon themselves in a mindset like that, let's say they really thought Charlie Kirk was evil. Well, to show us an example, they wouldn't be able to. And then to sit there and say that that person is so hateful, I hate guns, and laugh that he was shot by one. You can't unpack it all. And I have reached a point, you know, I tell my wife, you got to keep your head on a swivel now. Because these fucking people are everywhere. They're all around us. Especially where I live in Tacoma and Seattle. Such a deep, royal blue city. Where you have to watch what you say. People be offended. It is so spun out of control. I don't know. The guy was a family man. A very faithful Christian. Loved bringing the good news of Jesus Christ into our world. Went into the lion's den of college campuses, where those young people are just 100% programmed to see things to such a far leftist point of view. That's all by design. They've been going after our youth for a long time in sick and twisted ways. Because then you produce a machine that then comes in, you know, then when they're mature, you've already got them programmed. And trying to rewrite somebody's mind is near to impossible. It can be done on an individual basis when you start having a general, genuine conversation with them, which is what Charlie Kirk was doing all these years. Inviting people with opposing points of view, which is what's supposed to be done not only in our country, but especially in our colleges. We're supposed to be inviting expression of free thought. I did quite a bit of praying, and I hope you did too, for Charlie Kirk's family. He's got those two beautiful kids. I can't even imagine what that's like for them. You know, how are they going to understand that their father was just murdered by some piece of shit? And be careful with what you're watching online. There's all these videos. There's been some interesting things. I won't say it's not. The guy, I don't know if you look, who's behind Charlie Kirk with the white baseball hat, and then there's another guy with a black T-shirt giving baseball signals. I mean, that's what it looked like. He's pulling his cap. The other guy is tapped in his shirt, and then bang, the bullet hits. And then the guy with the white baseball hat disappears. They initially had somebody of interest. I mean, there's so much footage coming out now. We're still waiting to see if they catch this guy. But the latest I just saw was showing the guy in all black with a backpack. And just by looking at his stature, and this is just my opinion, but just like looking at his stature as he's running across the street with his long hair, I just immediately, he's either an Antifa, a pissed off transgender. I mean, who the fuck knows? You can see we've had transgender shooting people as of late, going into churches and schools. And Charlie Kirk talked about this. This is demonic. So again, I do pray for his family. I'm asking God to comfort his family in this, because I can't even imagine how you would attempt to console somebody who just went through this, who is going through this. Yeah, it's a very, very troubling time in our country right now. The noise that has been going on and growing, the hatred from those that say that they are against hatred. I mean, the hypocrisy is so disgusting. And this is what I've been saying for so long. And all of you that continue to blindly side with these animals because they put on a good smile, or because they wear North Face, or because they're in Bellevue, or they got a Tesla, or, well, not Tesla right now, because Teslas are the ones. Not going to get off track here. The point of all of this is that a very good man was murdered yesterday. Definitely did not deserve it. And it was by some coward piece of shit. And we have a lot of them. And those cowards, those twisted up mindsets that are all around us. And again, they look just like us. You just can't tell. You got to keep your head on a swivel. We're in a dangerous time in this country right now. And I have watched, sadly, too many videos of all these leftists, far leftists, whatever you want to call them. I don't, just pieces of shit. That's all they are anymore. This isn't about conservative or Democrat or Republican or, you know, it's just so dumb. This is about good and evil now. There are people trying to straighten things out and go, whoa, we've got a world that's falling apart. And there's those that are just swimming in this dark fury of misplaced anger and feeling they're just, they've been programmed. White supremacy, oppression, all the, it's nuts. Hitler, fascists. Trump is evil. Trump is a Hitler. I can't believe the stuff that I see from people's mindsets online. There's no discussion anymore. Can't have a conversation. Opposing point of view. And those that would say now that because I absolutely hate these people, well, then you're being just like them. No, I'm not. Because the conservatives are not shooting up churches, murdering people on buses, blowing up cities, burning down in Antifa, blowing in, kicking rocks through windows. That's not conservatives doing that. That's not Republicans doing that. That's not a normal, rational human being doing that. And every one of these fucking people that are doing this stuff and misleading the public, and CNN and MSNBC, man, what a crooked, evil corporation. And the Irina gal was killed for them to ignore that for days and days and days because it didn't fit their narrative. We are, again, forgive me for repeating myself, it's the only thing that I can say. We're in a very dark time. And I can't stress enough, I do walk around looking at people differently. I have now been engineered this way because of, as a result of these political assassinations, these murders, these failed Democrat policies all over our country. Because your skin color, you're black, you're going to get a lighter sentence than a white person. Because we need to balance the population of prison. What the fuck? When did we allow these people to gain so much power over us? Is the question you should be asking yourself. I know when it started. It's been going on for 25 years. And it really got rooted in during the Obama presidency. I don't think we're going to pull out of this. I don't think this can, there is a turnaround, not in my lifetime. And I just saw a quick video because the hatred is just going to come back in full force. I just saw a video on an Idaho campus where there was a vigil for Charlie Kirk. They're praying for his family. There's probably, it looked like about 200 people sitting out there on this campus praying for him. And some asshole out there said, fuck Charlie Kirk. Immediately, the mob swarmed this guy and beat him to an inch of his life, it looks like. That's not normal. That's not normal for that kind of a reaction. But you can tell people are tired now. They're fed up with this bullshit. They're so sick of it. And they beat the brakes off this guy, man. They were just on top of him. Go look it up. You'll see it. But again, there's that evil shit that's out there. And it is time to fight it. We've sat quiet going, okay, some sense will kick back in. It's time to fight it now. What kind of, again, narcissistic piece of shit goes where there's a vigil for somebody who's just murdered and then screams, fuck Charlie Kirk? Those people are everywhere. And those of you that do this pump the brakes and, well, we got to just wait and see. Well, you know, I mean, it goes on both sides. You're full of shit. Well, I mean, there was that guy that bombed an abortion clinic. Holy fuck, what, 1986? Conservative Americans are busy working, taking care of their families. Most of them are middle class. They don't have mommy's little trust funds and all this kind of shit. Yeah, in the meat of American society, don't even get me started. Of course, there's millionaire Republicans. That's not what I'm talking about. But you don't see conservative Republican people that lean that way politically going out and shooting up churches, stabbing people on fucking trains. And again, I already said all this. My mind is just spinning by what we just saw. Again, my family and I continue to pray for Charlie Kirk's family. I'm going to have a episode coming up next week. The beginning of the week, really diving into some of the details of the poor gal that was murdered on the train there, the Ukrainian refugee. Funny, right now, all the I stand with Ukraine people, not a fucking peep out of them. See, it doesn't fit the narrative. And this is yet another example of the programming that has gone on in our country. We have a lot of brainwashed people who have no, pardon me, who have no critical thinking skills whatsoever. Say the right thing, get a pellet. Barking seals, sheep, all those little terms, that's exactly what they are. And we witnessed it. Anybody of a clear mind said we witnessed it during COVID. You want to talk about Nazis? The ones that were turning people in for not getting their shot, doxing people. There's so many fucked up layers in our country right now, and it is all from one political demographic, that one side that is just hell-bent and lost and confused. Thanks for taking a few minutes and listening to our show today. Again, next week we're going to have a full episode. Thanks again. This is Sean with The Ground Level at Rumble.com.